Today's Tanya for the first day of Iyar, the Shchedesh Iyar, is in Perek Mem Dalet, chapter 44. It's on page 661. Now these two categories of love, Nafshi Ivisicha and Kibro Dishtadil, the love that comes from experiencing God as our true soul, as our life, and also the love of experiencing God as our Father, although on the one hand, we get them from above, from the patriarchs, then we don't produce them on our own talent. And it's almost a natural trait of the neshama of a Jew. And the same is true also with the fear that is contained within the love. If one sees God as his true soul, then obviously he doesn't want to lose it or be separated from his soul. And if one sees God as our true father, he doesn't want to lose his father either. So there's an element of fear that comes with the love. The fear also is given. It's not produced by the person. It is given as an inheritance from the patriarchs. Afal pikein ein non nikrois b'shem tchilu rechim utivim. Yet these two loves are not called natural love. The inborn love that every Jew has in his neshama is called natural love. But these two experiences, the two loves mentioned before, nafshi ivisicha and keben deishtadil, these are not called natural love and fear. Ella, kishahem b'meichei u'machshavtei levad v'talum es libe. The hidden love, the inherited love, is called natural love only when it remains in its natural state. In other words, when it remains hidden in the mind and heart. V'oz mekeimon b'yutzvidas d'yitzira. And then, the level of bittul, of that love and fear, their place is in the yud svides of yitzira. Ulisham hen mailes imoen hatedav hamitzvahs habois machmoson ubisiboson. And then, when a person does mitzvahs out of this natural love, the love that is hidden within the heart of every Jew and remains hidden, the mitzvahs and the Torah that a person does in that condition rises. The mitzvahs rise to the world of Yetzirah, to the godliness of Yetzirah, to the Yetzirahs there, because that's where the neshama itself is. Aval keshem bizgalus libei, but when a person reveals his love for God, nikrayim re'usa deliba bezeir. Here then, the Zeir describes them as the heart's desire, which is much higher than natural love. So once the natural love is revealed, it is no longer called natural love, it is called the heart's true will, the heart's true desire. And then, umekeimon biyutzvidas debriya, then the neshama has risen to the level of briya, ulisham hein mailis imoem hateirav ha-mitzvahs ha-boyis machmason. And it therefore also elevates the mitzvah and the teira that it studies and does to that level of briya, to where the neshama is. Mipnei, and why is this so? Since the love is given from above, how does it change so dramatically? Simply by being revealed. Sheyitziyos on ma'ahelim v'hester halev el b'chinas gilui hi al yedei hadas. Because in order to bring this love and fear from its concealed state into a revealed state, that comes about through das. Utkias hamachshava b'chezeg v'hizbonimus atzumam umka delibo yatir v'todir b'ein sev baruchu eichu chayenu mamish v'avinu ha'amiti baruchu. It comes from das, and das means connection, attachment, that he attaches his mind strongly and permanently in a contemplation of the fact that God is our life, or God is our father, depending on which love of the two loves. Umudazes mashikosa b'tikunim, and as we know from what is written in the tikunim, ki ba'ilam habriya mekanun atamon ima ilo, that in the world of Briya, the attribute that is revealed there, that rests there, is the attribute of Bina. Ima Ilah is Bina. Shehi ha'izbanimus be'erin seif chaya chayim baruch hu, and it is Bina where the contemplation of God being the source of all life, that contemplation takes place in Bina. U'kamaymer Eliyahu Bina liba u'bo ha'lev maven. As we read in the Pasach Eliyahu, as Eliyahu taught, that Bina is the heart, and with it the heart understands. So his bananas, contemplation, takes place in Bina, and from there it affects the heart. So the revelation, bringing this love from its concealed state to the revealed state, takes a great devotion, a great concentration of the mind on godliness, and therefore concentration being an attribute of Bina, therefore the neshama is elevated to the level of Briya, of Bina, and it therefore also brings with it all the mitzvahs that it does as a result of this contemplation. And not only this, but what's more is that these two loves mentioned before, Hein Kluleis Min Bechinas Ava Rabba, they contain within themselves an element of Ava Rabba, Ugedela Umeula Midechilu Rechimu Sichlim, a level of love that is greater, higher, and better than the love and fear that comes from contemplation, that is born out of contemplation, not only revealed through contemplation. That love, which we described earlier as being avas olam, a love that comes from consideration, from intellect, from contemplating the greatness of the world and how God is even greater, this love that we inherit from our patriarchs and is revealed through contemplation is even greater than a love that is created through contemplation, as the devil will explain in tomorrow's shir. In the Hayem Yeim for the first of Iyar, the Rebbe writes, Mad gezogt amol fun taten, it was once mentioned at a Fabrengen, I guess, to the Rebbe Rashab, in a Fabrengen, Svirezeit, in the Yaren Tofresh Nun Aleph Nun Gimel, it was a Fabrengen in the days of Svira, time of Svira, in the years 1891 or 1893, as the Malten Rebbe's Chassidim flegen allemol tzelum, concerning counting the Omer, it was said that the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim always counted. They were always counting. Der Wort in dem Taten sehr gefallen geworden. And this statement, this Wort, pleased my father very much. The Omar, Azeya de Inyan HaAveda. That's how Aveda really is supposed to be. The show is Darfen Zayn Gitzelte. The hours have to be counted. Dan Zayn de Teg Gitzelte. And then the result is that the days are counted, meaning that each day counts. Azez Geta Veka Tog, Darfen Wissen Vosmat Uvgeton, on Vosmat Dav Vaiteton. That when a day passes, with each passing day, we need to know what we've accomplished and what we have yet to accomplish. And generally that means that one should always see to it that tomorrow is better than today. And that comes through counting.